Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The challenges to our faith and freedom continue to mount. We're going to be talking about a situation in California and also one in Canada that is encouraging. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. Let's talk first about California, Matt, and then Canada. Both deal with the same subject matter, and that is the radical homosexual agenda. And in California, the California Supreme Court, which regulates attorneys and judges, has now voted to bar any California state judge from belonging to youth organizations that, quote, invidiously discriminate, close quote, against individuals, apparently referring particularly to the Boy Scouts with regards to their policy regarding having homosexual scout leaders, which the Boy Scouts policy says you can't be a homosexual scout leader. Now, what the California Supreme Court says is, if you want to be a judge, you can't belong to the Boy Scouts. You can't be a scout master. You can't have an association with. You can't support the Boy Scouts. This is outrageous that they would do something like this.
It not only is it outrageous, it's overtly unconstitutional. I hope that there will be a challenge to this in court. It's offensive. They're essentially saying because the apparent purpose of the change in the ethics code is to discourage membership by judges and groups that have conservative views about sexuality, that, you know, that it's permissible that they can do this. And they bring out, as the left always does, they break out the discrimination card here, focusing on people's sexual lifestyle choices, those who are openly out and proud homosexual, which is in conflict, of course, with the biblical worldview, with the clear prescription of Christianity. It is sin. And the Boy Scouts of America, though they have capitulated on so many other issues, at least are holding firm for now on the issue of not allowing people involved in aberrant sexual lifestyles to be Boy Scout leaders. And in California, they're saying, nope, judges, you cannot be part of a group that has a Christian worldview like this. It's simply unbelievable.
Yeah, this is unreal that historically you've been able to be a part of a nonprofit organization. Now, nonprofit organizations could be the La Raza organization, which is a Hispanic organization. It could be a black organization that promotes interest to black Americans. It could be an Asian organization. It could be a religious organization. Or it could be the Boy Scouts or many other kinds of organizations. You know, what does it actually mean? If you have a boys club and they only have an outreach to boys, does that mean that it's discriminating invidiously, as they say, to girls, and therefore you can't be associated with a boys club, no matter what they're doing and what kind of benefit that they're providing to the boys of their community? So this is outrageous. You know, this whole thing is geared towards the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
But the question is, could you even be part of a church?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
You know, what's a church do? A church does discriminate on the basis of whether you adhere to the historic doctrines that the church is upholding. They hire people consistent with their doctrine. They hire people not only consistent with their doctrine, but consistent with their faith, Baptist or Presbyterians or Roman Catholics. Does that mean they can't be a part of this church? They can't give a tithe to that church? So how far does this actually go?
Well, yeah, they're greasing the skids here to control all membership in any organization here. I would like for someone to explain to me a difference between being a member of a church that holds to biblical morality when it comes to sexual behavior, that says to the exclusion of people involved in other religious traditions like Islam or, you know, even the Jewish faith, that says no, to be a member of this church, we have a statement of faith that says Christ is the exclusive path to salvation. He is the way, the truth, within the life, that all sexual behavior is only moral within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman. What's the difference between them saying you can't be associated with the Boy Scouts and saying you can't be associated with that church? There is no difference. How far do they intend to take this?
Well, can they even make a comment about this? Can they teach Sunday school about human sexuality? Can they read from the book of Romans, chapter 1, where you have this issue of the sin of homosexuality addressed there? How far does this go? The Supreme Court, and actually Justice Kennedy, noted this in the Garcetti case. He says, quote, "It is well settled that a state cannot condition public employment on a basis that infringes the employee's constitutionally protected interest in freedom of expression." Well, what are they doing? They are conditioning public employment as a judge on any of the state courts based upon their constitutionally protected freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of association. You can't associate. You can't speak. It can't be something that you argue for your freedom of religion. And therefore, we're going to say if you belong to them, you can't be a judge. It will be an ethical violation, essentially, if you are in that situation. And that's outrageous. This has to be challenged. Liberty Counsel certainly is willing to challenge this on behalf of any judge in California, wherever this kind of decision or kind of policy surfaces.
Meanwhile, some good news out of Canada, Matt, which is typically a little in recent decades has been more hostile to freedom of speech and freedom of religious expression. We have a Canadian court upholding freedom of speech and freedom of religious association.
Yeah, last year what you had is the bar associations in Canada saying with respect to Trinity Western University Law School that your students cannot sit for the bar. So you can go and get your law degree all you want to, but it doesn't do any good because you can't practice law because we're not going to allow your students to sit for the bar. Why? Well, because Trinity Western University is a Christian school and it has a policy regarding human sexuality that sex outside of marriage between a man and woman is not consistent. It's inconsistent with their religious policies and traditions and doctrine, and therefore you can't engage in same-sex activities, nor could you engage in adultery or premarital sex.
Or even fornication.
Or fornication. Yeah. None of that. And so these accrediting or these bar associations where these students would take the bar in Canada said, your students can't sit for the bar. It basically cut their license ability off. Well, the good news is a Nova Scotia trial court ruled not long ago that the Nova Scotia Barrister Society does not have the authority to deny accreditation to Trinity Western University's law school because of its biblical beliefs on appropriate sexual behavior. The court concluded that this entity violated the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and did not consider the, quote, concerns for religious freedom and liberty of conscience, close quote. A great decision thus far by this trial court.
Thus far. And I hope it's a harbinger of things to come. And I hope it's a shift in the tide of anti-Christian discrimination that we have seen in Canada. I hope it is. So it's very positive. I hope also that the American Bar Association will look to this decision and glean from it the elements of defending freedom of speech and freedom of religious expression and freedom of association and the right of a law school and law students to get a legal education in an environment and along with a tradition that is in keeping with their entire worldview and the central aspect of who they are as individuals, as Christ followers. I hope that the ABA will follow suit here.
Well, the ABA actually has a policy in the standards that allows religiously affiliated schools to act consistently with their doctrine with respect to so-called sexual orientation. So that's already protected here, but what you have is forces trying to change that in America, and obviously you see forces trying to change that in Canada. And I pray that this decision, as it will certainly be appealed, will ultimately be upheld by the Canadian Supreme Court, because it is important that Christian or faith-based schools, whether law schools or otherwise, have the ability to be true and faithful to their Christian beliefs. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com for more resources, or call us today, toll-free. Again, stand with Liberty Counsel as we stand against this tide of increasing hostility to our religious faith. There is a collision that is happening with respect to two competing worldviews, the worldview of Judeo-Christianity and the worldview that is opposed to it. And certainly that is embodied in the whole radical same-sex agenda that threatens freedom or anything that is opposed to that agenda. We will stand with you, and we hope that you will stand with us in prayer and in financial support as well. Go to lc.org and ask for some of our resources on these issues. We have the book Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk, Sexual Sabotage by Dr. Judith Reisman, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, and much more. We also have other books with respect to religious freedom, and ask for our Patriots Handbook series. It covers a wide variety of topics, a small handbook on topical issues. Ask for the Patriot Handbook series. Go to lc.org or call us today toll-free.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.